Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus from our Hannah Miriam Bas Chana, Fu Shleima, Rabbi Ben Riner, Fu Shleima, Sarah Bas Tolza, Fu Shleima, Soch Shachle Yisrael, Ari Dov Ben Malgor, Fu Shleima, Soch Shachle Yisrael, Bracha Batzlacha to Rabbi Yaakov Dov Ben Dovid HaKoin, Bracha Batzlacha B'chomas Ayadov, Shmuel B'yamin and Tishna Racha Leia, David Shukra Ala Ben Rachel, Yisrael, Bracha Batzlacha, Bechol Maasei Yedehem. We are learning a very interesting shaila brought in the Horus Nosson, Chelek Tesvav, Simon Samech Hey, whether one is allowed to be Mevatel Torah for a Bris Milah. The Shilte Giborim at the beginning of Masechas Megillah writes the Mevatel Talmud Torah for Bris Milah because Milah is greater than Hotzos Hameis, than attending than a funeral. And if you're Mevatel Torah for a funeral, you're certainly Mevatel Torah for Milah. So we're going to get to that soon. But first, let us see the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says a klal that if a mitzvah can be done by somebody else, then you don't do the mitzvah, you sit and learn. If the mitzvah can't be done by somebody else, then you stop your learning and you go do the mitzvah. If it's efshar le'asah de'acherim, let the other person do it. If it's efshar le'asah de'acherim, nobody else can do it, then you go ahead and do it. The makor is the gemara in Moed Katan. So, if they need you to do the circumcision and nobody else can do it, it's pasha that you stop your learning and you go do the bris milah. Mr. Shiev Shalasai De'acher. We're talking about the father of the child. So this is the famous shach that the father of the child is not allowed to give it, let anybody else do it if he knows how to do it. So Vada, Shiev Shalasai De'acher, should do it. And even according to the Shittas that he can have somebody else do it if he knows how to do it. He can be mechabit others. Famous Ktzos, Shinpei Beis. But still, mitzvah bo yoser mebishlucho, having somebody else do it is not the ideal. So, memela, stop your learning to be the moel, if you're the father, or if there's no other moel, that's pashut. Let's say the father can't do it. He still has the bracha of lachnisa b'viso shel Avram Avinu. So you have the bracha of lachnisa. So that nobody else, and that you're going to miss out on. So go make your lachnisa. So anyway, I don't think there are chashashos that the father is going to go to first seder and miss his son's bris milah. Ask him, oh, how was it? What'd you name my son? He'll go that. We don't have to worry about so much. To be a sandik, so the Ramah says in the Yoreh Deirei Samachei Sifir Aleph, that you should go after a sandik. It's like it's even greater than the moel. He gets the aliyah before the moel. He's like a maktir k'toris. So go do it. Mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. You go be the sandik. It's a gevaldik schus. It's a school of rashiris. We should all be zoche. Mitzvah shev shalasa de'acherim. Be the sandik, you be the sandik. So to be the moel and the sandik, sure. But now we have to go back to the Shulte Giborim. Shulte Giborim says, you're mevatel Talmud Torah for bris milah because a kalvachom from atzos hameis. Milah is greater than atzos hameis. You're mevatel for funeral. You're also mevatel for milah. So what does he mean? If he means you're mevatel Torah to circumcise the child if there's no other moel, so for that you don't need the hatzas hameis. You have a gemara in Moed Katan that if nobody else can do it, the mitzvah, you stop your learning to do it. That's not what he's talking about. It's also passing that way in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Memvo. If he means that you're mevatel Talmud Torah just to be meshtatef in the bris, how do you learn that from hatzas hameis? Hatzas hameis is a mitzvah be'etzem meshtatefes b'hatzas hameis. It's begedr gemilos chasad, like the Ram writes in the 14th parak of Hilchaseva Alocha Aleph. Mitzvah esay shel devrayim lahotzias hameis, and it's gemilus chasadim megufo, and that is no shir. It's amazing. It's bechal v'haftal recha kamocha. But where do we find that it's a mitzvah to attend a bris? And why should that be derech Talmud Torah? But the hotzias hameis a mitzvah be'etzim. Not only that, it says in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya that you're not mevatel Talmud Torah lemeis. If you have enough people taking care of the mace and they don't need you, don't go. You learn Torah. Let somebody else take care of it. So to here, Milo also, let other people do the bris and you continue your learning. So maybe it means to make a minion. It's also not so pashit. Why not? Because a chi of minion at a bris is not maker adin. The Torah brings it from the Yoreh Deirei and the neighbor of Tzemach Gaon. To have a minion. The Bach says, Nama Akev. But Hotzas Hameis, if there aren't 10 people, says in Yoredeah, you are Mevatel Torah. The Shach writes because they have to say Kaddish and Birchas Avelim. So that can't be compared. There it's Maker Adin that you need the Asara. And also if the Talmud Chacham and there's a certain sheer of amount of people that have to come to the funeral, like the Gemara talks about in Ksubas. So then again, it's a mitzvah be'etzim to go. But here, where do you see, how can you compare the Bris Milah to where there's no mitzvah be'etzim to go? There's no chiyuv minyan, Maker Adin. So apparently what the Shulta Giborim means is that you're Mevatel Talmud Torah for Bris Milah, that you're Mevatel Talmud Torah to be a moyel to circumcise the child. And even if there's another moyel, you should still do it. Even if there's another moyel, it's a mitzvah shefshal asos ha'adei acherim, you're Mevatel Talmud Torah in order to be the moyel. And he learned this from Atzos HaMeis. There you're allowed to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. If the mace doesn't have kol tzercho, and nevertheless, even when there are acherim, let's say there are people who could be mashlim the hotzas, the kol tzercho of the mace, but you could be one of those people, and they wouldn't stop their learning, and you would stop your learning. You should still go. So it means mevatel talmud torah for hotzas hamace. So you're allowed to be mevatel your Torah to be mashlim this year. So the same thing then would apply to Bris Milah. Even if there are other people who could do the circumcision, you should still do it. You're allowed to be mevatel your Torah in order to go circumcise the child. Maybe that's what he means. Even though before we had the Shulchan Aruch, who said that ein mevatel talmud Torah lemeis kishiyesh mishi yisasi kimo kol tzarecha ela osek b'Torah ve'ein otzarech letzitz v'liras im yesh imo kol tzarecha im lav. You're not mevatel Talmud Torah for a mace when other people can do it. Rather, you should be osek in your Torah, and you don't have to go. You don't even have to check and see if there's enough people being mesasek with him. So same thing with Bris Milah. If other people could take care of the Bris, why should you go? So, not so sure what the Shulta Gibori means. So Bris Milah, just to go and to stand there, what's the mitzvah of just going and standing there? So it could be that it's a mitzvah of Gemilus Chasadim for the Baal HaBris. If he doesn't have a minion, and there's a big inyan to have a minion at a Bris, so it's a chesed, not else the minion, but the chesed that you make him feel good that you have a minion. Ladina, the fear toys, the Horus Nassen, if you're going to be the Moyel or the Sandik, then you're allowed to be Mevatel Torah. Certainly, if there's no other Moyel, Mitzvah Shev Shalas Ladei Acherim. Also, there's an Inyan, huge Inyan to be a Sandik, Gadol Koach HaSandik. So better not send someone else to be the sandik. You get that tremendous maila. You see, all the gedolei Yisrael mevatel their Torah, well, Yashiv never stopped learning. He was always mevatel his Torah to be sandik. So if you're going to be sandik, go. Mael is usually not a shaila anyway. Memanavshach. Either it's a professional mole, this is his parnasa. So we'll have a deal. Somebody goes to the office in the morning to make a living. It's not bittel Torah. It's part of his parnasa. Also the mael. Whatever, he's not exactly taking money for the Bris Milah, he's taking money for checking the baby after and before, but whatever it is, this is how he's eating. So that's Pashut. And if there's no other Moil, also, But since most of the people listening to this are neither Moelim nor Sandiks, what about just attending the Bris? So if there's no Minyan, there's a lot more of a Tzab. Let's say there is a Minyan. So just to stand there, Shver. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line, the Understeshura, as they say in Spanish, is that if the person making the Bris is going to be Nifga, if you're going to hurt his feelings, then you should go. You should go. We don't want to make fights from amongst Jews. So he gives an example of your brother. Your brother, don't miss your brother's son's Bris. He's not going to like that. Not your brother, not his son. His son's only going to find out later. But your brother's not going to like that. You don't want to make fights with your brother. So you can go to your brother's son's Bris. But Stam, you're in yeshiva. It's been vatal for a Bris. Not so pasha to go. Better stay in the base medrash and learn. What about the Sudas Mitzvah? We know there's a big inyan of having a Sudas Milah. If a person isn't Ochel B'Sudas Milah, it says Menuda LaShamayim. It's a grace is Zach. But let's say they have other people without you. So let them be part of this. There's going to be a Sudas Mitzvah without you. So let them be part of this minyan for the Sudas Mitzvah. Nagu l'kachas minyan l'sudas mila. And you can stay and learn. One might say no, that it's such a tremendous mila if you're menuda l'shamayim for not being mishtatef. That's why we don't invite to a bris. Because one is chas shalom menuda l'shamayim if he doesn't come. Even though that also requires a beir of iyun, that whole sugya. Maybe a different time. So maybe to be mishtatef to get this mila, we see sometimes that we're mevatel Torah from minhagim. Torah is greater than a minhag. So this big inyan of a Sudas Mitzvah, and there's a Sorus there. You're singing Urei Vanam Levanecha Shama Yisrael Zara Chai VeKayama Zara Dili Yosuk Dili Yosuk Muskom Eiraisa, and you're going to have at the Bris. You're going to have Divrei Torah also. It's also learning. And you're going to be meeting a Suda with a Gadol. A lot of times at the Bris there's a Gadol, it's very Chashuv Rav, it's also a big Inyan. So maybe Mitzad the Suda. Just to stand there. Not so Pasha to be Mevatel Torah. Gopanim, this is not any conclusions here, because as the Lahoras Les himself said, that Vayroy Levar called a Pratim Aladorman and Nimna Machmas Afisas Apnai. So I'm a busy man. I can't tell you all the details. Vestager Bazela Isata Vashem Shnosenu Yarich. So I'll close with this. God should give us a long life from Yitzhak Shem to accomplish all that we want. Unfortunately, the Goyin at Sadik Balor is Nassan. It was Nifter a couple of years ago. But Hashem did give him somewhat of a long life, and he managed to put out something like 69 Sfarim. I saw a new one, Haggadah on Pesach, so maybe that was the 70th. And Pile Plos, and his Svarim are Chatichos Haroyos L'Skabit Behem. I'm saying serious stuff, so it's Gevaldik that we can learn his Torah. As you know, those who listen to my Shiurim, he's one of my favorite Meshivim of the door. And we should just give us a little bit of a sense of Chashivas HaTorah. That's very, very important. That is a diyun, not just time to go to the simcha, to know if, just like going to a chasen also, we know you're mevatel Talmud Torah, for a chasen also to be mesamech l'chasen, but if a person takes that seriously, then he's never going to learn again. Every night, every no more night seder, every night in Yerushalayim there are 500 chasenes. So when to go, when not to go, worthy of a discussion. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, sweetest friends. It's beautiful to learn with you. We should be zochel l'lomod olami lishma v'las l'kayim z'kol divrei salma torah so v'yehava amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.